Chapter 58. Fury. While Finn waited for his grade, hoping he passed, Jürgen stared at the other side of the door, his anger building every second. There was only one thing standing between him and his prey. A stupid fucking door. A light damned slab of metal. Staring at the dented gateway infuriated him. If only his ability had lasted longer. If only he could make it stronger. He had already cut a foot through inches of solid steel. He was power personified, and yet he was stopped by something as mundane as a door. His anger continued to ratchet upward. He needed more power. More! A collection of horrible potential came together inside of Jürgen and birthed something new. The taunting coming from his prey, the opposition from the shadow, his fear of the consequences if he failed, and most of all, his labyrinth-fueled enmity, all combined to evoke something primal within him. A prompt appeared, accompanied by the sound of a crystal bell. He was so far gone into his rage that he agreed without even reading it. Jürgen felt a strange vibration just beneath his throat. Not even recognizing what he was doing on a conscious level, the 100 magicka he'd collected from a quest drained out of him to fuel a scarce opportunity. A barrier broke inside of him, one that existed beyond the physical realm. It was the last obstacle between him and his next step on the path of power. As it fell, he saw what was waiting on the other side. Like a smiling monster, Jürgen was filled with true fury for the first time in his life. The feeling built until Jürgen could actually feel the heat inside his head. Congratulations. Your scarce opportunity has increased your hatred to true fury. Fury has found synergy with your ability, allowing you to cultivate it for the first time. You have unlocked your first ability aspect, Furious Gaze. Furious Gaze. Use your soul energy to increase the strength of your scintillating sight ability. Using this aspect will cause an increase in anger. +100 magicka for cultivating an ability for the first time. Total 100. The vibrations localized south of his throat, then half seemed to bleed out into the air. As great as the magicka felt, Jürgen barely noticed either it or the prompt. The anger he'd had originally possessed had been stoked into rage. The newly unlocked aspect of his ability compelled him to provide his fury a release. He stepped forward, pushing the other members of his family out of the way. His eyes opened twice as wide as a human's should have been able to enlarge, and 2 points of light kindled in his pupils. With his emotion and magic fueling his new power, he managed a stronger attack than any he'd practiced at home. Something snapped deep within him, and the reddish color in his eyes shifted to a bright pumpkin. Beams of pure destruction kindled, while a withering bellow issued from his throat. At that very moment, the magicka tithe that was the Earth's due was even now making its way to the nascent world spirit, bringing the energy that had already been collected to a critical mass. Little did Jürgen know, unlocking the first aspect of his ability while bringing the power to complete his mission would paradoxically lead to his defeat. Meanwhile, inside the storage closet, Finn was waiting with bated breath to see if his effort would really help him escape this death trap. Assessing quality of elemental splinter. Quality is trash. Huh? To Finn's surprise, he was immediately kicked out of his cave of whispers. Looking down, he saw that he hadn't come back empty-handed. The elemental splinter was sitting in his palm. The small crystal glowed softly in his hand. It was about an inch long and tapered at both ends to a sharp point. It looked like 2 elongated triangular pyramids with their bases glued together. One end was a shining gold while the other was a fiery orange-red. He'd succeeded. "Yes!" he shouted, pumping a fist in celebration.
trash my ass.
Now he just needed to figure out how to use this thing. Maybe if he threw it through the door, it'd explode like a grenade.
Yeah, that would be good right about now.
He didn't think he'd been in the Cave of Whispers for more than a minute or so, but he still couldn't have much time before they broke down the door. Speaking of which, Finn realized he'd been back in the real world for a couple seconds now and hadn't heard a thud. Not in his wildest dreams did he think they had just left. Rescue was not something he thought likely either. It was theoretically possible for the police to have come, but a group that had the juice and balls to hunt him down a crowded hospital in broad daylight obviously wasn't afraid of the law. Even if a squad car had shown up, he didn't think the blondes would give him up. It would take a whole SWAT team to get him out of this. Which raised the question, just what the hell were they do?
What the fuck?
Finn shouted, as two blazing orange beams of light cut through an EM lock. The beams had drilled through the door almost as soon as he saw the metal glow. The bastard on the other side of the door wasted no time, dragging his laser vision downward through the lock. The metal was cut at least three times as fast as before. The beams burned so intensely they warped the air around them, like hot air in the desert. Time was up. He definitely didn't have time to figure out how to use the elemental splinter. The door would be open in less than 10 seconds. Even if it could be used as a grenade, it was a tiny crystal. It didn't exactly have a pin he could pull. A red-orange flash of light drew his gaze back to his hand. In the back of his head, he realized it wasn't the first pulse the crystal had emitted. It had flashed at almost the same time as the lasers cutting through the door. He'd understandably been distracted. But was the flash brighter this time?
Wait.
Why was his prompt notification flashing red, too?
You have created an elemental splinter, Trash. This cannot stay in your Cave of Whispers. There is a 5% chance of this elemental splinter exploding, releasing all the contained energy. This increases by 5% every second.
Oh shit, it is a grenade! How many seconds have passed? Too many. Crap.
Finn's arm flexed and threw it through the hole Jürgen had initially burned through the door. His increased reaction shot his hand forward in an instant and the crystal flew forward like a bullet. The unstable gem soared through the air when suddenly time froze. Much like when the wave washed over the earth, he remained conscious, but the flow of the world ground to a halt.